Cause she's in my arms. This ain't where my heart belongs. Sex in the air, no love in here. Soon as I get through, I'm out of there. And it feels so bad, but it feels so good. Wishing I could care.
For those of you just tuning in, this is The Biggie Show on radio.tomaking.edu. Right now, we're about to talk about my babe of the week. For those who just tuning in, last week, my babe of the week was Kate Upton. Because, hey, I'm not going to lie, she's pretty cute. I mean, she has Sports Illustrated going for her. She had those YouTube videos. But, hey, I mean, she's also dating a baseball player. I think his name's Justin Verlander. But hey, that's one lucky guy. But now for this week's Babe of the Week, it is
my mind's telling me no.
The one and only Maria Menounos. Because hey, it was hard to come across this suggestion. I had plenty of girls to choose from. I mean, I had a bunch of girls here on campus I could have picked. I had a bunch of other celebrities I could have picked, but Hey, I mean, I chose her because I've seen pictures of her on the internet. I don't know. She's on Extra TV a lot. She also did an episode on Entourage, if any of you guys ever watched that. But her, I mean, you gotta admit, she is what some magazines call a Greek goddess. Because, hey, I'm not gonna lie, she is pretty cute and hot. For any of those who saw the bikini pictures of her, she said in an interview that she used to be fat, but hey, I don't believe it. I mean, I'm fat, and I eat a lot, but if I can get a girl like her one day, I mean, I'll start hitting the gym more often. I mean, I'll start working out with PR more, maybe DJ Waka more. But hey, that's my ultimate goal, is to get settled down with a female like that. But that's it. You heard it here first. Biggie's Babe of the Week for September 12th is Maria Menounos. You are listening to The Biggie Show on radio.dominican.edu. And for those of you who would like to call in to the station, the number is 415-482-3587. Once again, that number is 415-482-3587. Right now, we are going to move on to my next topic, which is hip-hop news. I don't know if for any of you hip-hop fans out there, but Lil Wayne came out with a new mixtape last week called Dedication 4 with, I think his name's DJ Skills, or it's basically, he's following like his other mixtapes, you know, The Drought and all those. But this week he did a lot, for this mixtape, he did a bunch of covers for recent songs. One of them that stood out to me was his rendition of Mercy by Kanye West. It's him and it featuring Nicki Minaj, and Nicki Minaj delivers a line where she talks about Mitt Romney saying, "I'm a Republican, voting for Mitt Romney, you lazy B, expletive, 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 is F, expletive, 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 ing up the economy." I mean, hey, she's pretty vocal. I read an article that said that line is her way of joining the ranks with fellow rappers who stand up against politics. I think one of them they said was Eazy-E. I mean, that was before my time, and I don't really remember any of that music. But hey, if he did, I mean, more power to him. One fan said that the mixtape was a big disappointment and a total waste of his time, to the point where he's actually considering suing Lil Wayne for wasting his time. Hey, if you didn't like the mixtape, why did you get it in the first place? I mean, a lot of sites have where you can just listen to like little excerpts of songs. I mean, why didn't you just do that instead of just downloading the mixtape and then saying later that you hated it? I mean, that's what I would have done. I would have just listened to the mixtape beforehand, before downloading it, if I had the feeling I wasn't gonna like it. On to my next subtopic, which is Kanye's good music album, Cruel Summer, just coming out next Tuesday, actually. On the album, you had some of the popular dance summer tracks like Mercy, New Godflow with Kanye West and Pusha T, Cold with DJ Khaled, and Don't Like featuring Jadakiss and a bunch of others. The game had the song where he featured Chris Brown, and Chris Brown delivered a line where he talks about Drake. It was just basically a Drake diss about the whole club fight. No one really knew whose fault it was, but a lot of people were saying it's Drake's or Chris Brown's, but hey, I guess we'll never really know. One of the tracks that stood out to me from that upcoming album is Cold with DJ Khaled, because the original name was Theraflu, but the members of Theraflu didn't want to be associated with that kind of song. So they asked Kanye West to change it, but I mean, I don't know why he would change it to Cold. It was originally Way Too Cold. Then he switched to just Cold. I don't know why he couldn't just keep Theraflu. He mentions Theraflu in the entire song. But those of you who didn't listen to the song talks about Kim Kardashian, Chris Humphries, Wiz Khalifa, and Amber Rose, who became engaged to Wiz Khalifa, and apparently now, according to local entertainment news, they're pregnant. I mean, I don't know why Kanye couldn't, you know, do that first. I don't know why he had to just let her go. He talks about how every other guy in the hip-hop industry wants Amber Rose. Hey, I don't think Amber Rose is attractive. I don't even think Kim Kardashian's attractive. I prefer Kim's sister, Courtney, because, hey, I mean, I'm not gonna lie, she looked pretty good in a bikini. I mean, she just recently gave birth. Who knows how long she starts looking good again. Next bit of hip-hop news is Big Sean's new mixtape, Detroit, which features a lot of big-name artists like J. Cole, Tyga, etc. The songs filled with talks about, there are songs that talk about various themes. One song that I picked personally was Do What I Gotta Do featuring Tyga. This song has been described by a lot of hip-hop news as a club banger with odes to ladies and substance abuse. I don't know why you would want to talk about substance abuse. I can understand the ladies part because everyone has girls. Everyone wants girls. I mean, hey, look at me. I get lots of ladies. But not recently because, I mean, I'm trying to settle down. Find that one lucky lady, you know. But that's it for Babe of the Week and Hip Hop News. I'll be back with my topics about upcoming movies. You are listening to The Biggie Show on radio.dominican.edu. For those of you who wish to call in, the number is 415-482-3587. I'll take a quick commercial break and I'll be back.
So happy you could die. Told myself that you were right for me, but felt so lonely in your company. But that was love and it's an ache I still remember. Thank you. think of all the times you screwed me over. But it made me believe it was always something that I'd done.
Leave them on, cause I like my woman tall. You gotta have my mind, you're hotter than a sauna. I wanna put them clothes off your body like a banana. The only reason I dress you in that designer is to get you out that Dolce & Gabbana. I throw this money up, she watch it all fall. Do that thing up. Anything you want, and baby, you can have it all. Starting with my last name, now they call you Mr. Bob.
Welcome back. You are listening to The Biggie Show on radio.dominican.edu. Right now, we're moving on to my next topic, which is upcoming movies. One of the movies opening up this week is Resident Evil Retribution, which is the fifth installment of the Resident Evil series. There's also going to be some of the same actors returning from the previous movies, Like, I read Michelle Rodriguez from the first one supposed to be returning. Some of the actors who supposedly died in, I think, the second one are going to be returning. Some of them from, like, the third one and fourth one, I believe, are returning. Personally, I just think the movie should just stop. There's really not much more of a storyline you can do, per se. But hey, if you want to make the movies, they're going to continue making money. Either way, people are still going to buy them. I mean, they target certain markets. Like, for one aspect, you have the video gamers. You know, got people who play the video games and like the video games, so they're going to go. You have the fan base of people who like, what's her name, Mila Jovovich. They're going to go. You also have the fan base of just action movies, you know, seeing guts and gore and all that. Those people are going to go. And I don't know much of the movie, but there might be a romance plot in there. People who like romance movies might go. I don't know. But if they do go, it's probably going to generate a lot of money. I don't know if any of you paid attention to last week's box office, but it was calculated to be one of the worst box office numbers in a while. Prometheus, the movie, or one of the movies that just came out last week, forgot what it was right now, but it barely took $9.5 million, which is usually the lowest amount a movie takes. A lot of times movies take like 15, 20 million the first weekend. So last week was really shocking. Another upcoming movie is Judge Dredd, which is basically a remake of, actually the movie is just called Dredd. It's a remake of Judge Dredd from like the 1980s that starred Sylvester Stallone, I think Diane Lane, and Rob Schneider, which was just weird to see, like, Rob Schneider in an action movie instead of his general comedy movies with Adam Sandler. This new one, though, basically has the same character, Dredd, but this time instead of a male villain, well, two male villains, per se, it's going to be a female villain. It stars Carl Urban from 300 or Doom or Chronicles of Riddick, if any of you guys saw those, as well as the villain being played by Lena Headey of 300. If any of you saw that, she's Leonidas's wife, the attractive one. Right. So I don't know if I'm gonna see it because I'm not really a fan of the remakes. But if anyone out there is, more power to you. I like movies where they come up with the original plots, but nowadays a lot of movie studios are finding it easier just to remake movies instead of having to come up with ideas of their own. One movie I'm personally looking forward to is the new Thor, which they're currently filming. It's supposedly to take place on another planet besides Asgard, if any of you guys know the comics. It also it's supposedly going to feature Doctor Strange, but they don't know about that. They're thinking of getting Viggo Mortensen to play him. Another movie that's going to be coming, well, that they're talking of making, is a Magic Mike 2. But since the original director, Steven Soderbergh, can't direct it, Channing Tatum has said he's going to step up and make the movie. I don't know how he is as a director per se, but I think he should just stick to acting and everything else, because I don't know how well of director he'll be. A lot of actors have become directors, or vice versa. I mean, one actor that became a director that I can think of is Ron Howard from Happy Days. He directed a lot of big movies. His daughter Bryce was in the new Terminator movie. But that's enough about movies. Now we're going to be moving on to my fifth topic, which is Shakira, as well as other entertainment news. I don't know if you guys heard, but Shakira recently had a sex tape released. It was featuring her boyfriend, who I think she's now engaged to. I'm not exactly sure. I'll have to check on that. But it's basically a grainy video that's like 15 minutes long. And it's shot on a cell phone, so that's why it's so grainy. But it was done by a former employee who's now going to use it to blackmail her. I don't know why you would let anyone personally videotape you having sexual relations with someone else. Unless you're into that type of thing. If you are, that's cool. I'm not. I'd rather just have, you know, relations if I'm currently having any with the door closed and it's just me and the girl or girls. It doesn't really matter to me as long as no one's filming it. But if anyone's going to be doing the filming, it's going to be me. And it's not only going to be filming, I'm going to be taking special pictures to have for memorabilia. But if the video's out there, it's only a matter of time before it gets onto other sites, and then it's going to be harder to take down. I mean, look at the Kim Kardashian sex tape. Even though that was taken down, you can still find bits of it on the internet and different websites. There's also the Paris Hilton, One Night in Paris. You have China's, One Night in China. But I don't know why anyone would like that. Anyone would want to watch that. I heard it wasn't really good. But apparently there's also a Minka Kelly sex tape that's being shopped around. It was supposedly taken when she was underage. But no one really knows. None of her reps have confirmed that she has something. Which is kind of similar to like the Carly Rae Jepsen thing, where she had that video released on the internet of her doing something with some other guy with like a Katy Perry song playing in the background. No one knows if it's her, but everyone's assuming that it is because the girl kind of looks like her. Yet calls to her party or her manager and all that, they've denied it. But hey, I guess we'll never know. I'm going to take a quick commercial break, and I'll be back with the rest of my topics. You are listening to The Biggie Show on radio.dominican.edu. If any of you would like to call in, the number is 415-482-3587. Thank you.
YMCMB. Bitches call me Tunchi Lee. All them bitches think they fly, and all them bitches flew to me. Hit the light so you can see. My drink is strong, my hookah sweet. Understand the time is now, the time is up, the future sleep. This beat is stupid, cupid. Love me, leave me in the morning. If you like, your friend can join in. Wildest flower in the garden. Coolest nigga in the party. Shades on, dreads long. Blood bang, red zone. And I'm with Jay Sean.
Put your light in the air. Let him burn.
Listening to The Biggie Show on radio.dominican.edu. Right now, we're going, if any of you guys just are tuning in, we are going to start talking about the VMAs, which were pretty interesting. They were shown on Thursday, if any of you caught that. Some of the performances were really good. If any of you saw Rihanna and Chris Brown hugged and kissed each other, which have led many to believe that they are intending on getting back together despite the abuse Rihanna caused when she was with Chris Brown. There was also a picture of Chris Brown sporting a new tattoo on his neck of a woman's face, which some have said is Rihanna, but yet Chris Brown denies this, saying that it's for a woman he used to like and that the resemblance is purely coincidental. I personally don't believe that it is. I think that he still does like Rihanna, and we all know she clearly likes him because she said in an interview that with Oprah that Chris Brown is the love of her life. And after she gave that statement, she started breaking down in tears, which means despite everything that he's done to her, she still has feelings for him, no matter what. Another thing I liked was Frank Ocean's performance of his song Thinking About You. I don't know if you got any of you have ever heard it. It's a nice song. He talked about a girl, or maybe a guy, no one knows, that he used to like back in the day. It was good performance, but I prefer the song he actually released on his Tumblr, which then he later released on his album Channel Orange. I don't know if any of you picked that up yet, but you should. There's some good tracks on there. Yeah, one reviewer actually I read said that his performance was soft and poignant, which is nice because it is a nice slow song. He isn't supposed to be like screaming loud or singing loud. It was nice and mellow. A lot of people were singing along to it in the audience. For those of you who didn't see it, it was just him like sitting on a like rock t- type thing, just on stage with the flame in front, which is supposed to convey that he's just sitting in a nice mellow place, just singing the song. One of the big hits at the VMAs was the British band One Direction, which was set up by Simon Cowell from X Factor. As soon as they came on, one report said that all the girls in the audience started screaming, that they were so excited to see them. And during one of their songs that they performed, members of the U.S. Olympics team started singing along with them. But as the camera does, it pans around and it zoomed in on Rihanna and Katy Perry whispering something to one another. No one really knows what it is, but maybe, in my opinion, it might be that they like them, that they think they're really good. But the only two people that really got to know are Rihanna and Katy Perry. But afterwards, one of the One Direction members went out with Demi Lovato, which led to the rumor that Demi Lovato and that member, whose name is Niall Horan, are dating. But Lovato squashed this rumor, saying that she's more focused on her career rather than her dating life. She just came on, I think it was the X Factor with Simon Cowell, who, surprisingly enough, founded the band. They all separately tried out for the show. One tried out with like a previous boy band, but he got cut. So Simon Cowell took each of them and put them together and said they should start singing together. And what do you know, they had some great hits. One of them was, what was it? What Makes You Different? I like that song. I mean, to me, it just helps think of certain ladies that I've liked in the past, who I'm not going to name. I just keep their names off. But those of you who know Biggie know who those ladies are. And another one is One Thing, which is pretty catchy. I was in a car the other day last week with a friend, and he started bumping this song like as we drove around campus. I don't know why you would bump this song, but hey, if you want to and you like dancing to it, why not? I mean, hey, it's a pretty catchy song, and I know something about catchy songs. So there you have it. The VMAs, you saw Chris Brown and Rihanna kissing and hugging each other. You saw One Direction giving a big performance. And you also saw Frank Ocean giving a soft, poignant response. Okay? This is The Biggie Show on radio.dominican.edu. I will take a quick commercial break, and I will be back with my next topic, which I hope you guys will all like.
She wants me to come over, I can tell her eyes don't lie. She's calling me in the dark. She moves us where the room around the lights up like the sky. Confidence like a rock star. I wanna put my hands on her hands, feel the heat from her skin. Yeah, reckless in the starlight. I'm moving to the beat of her heart. I was so lost until tonight. Tonight, I found you. Getting older and I can't come off this high. I don't want this here to end. I know she feels the same, cause I can see it in her eyes. She says, can we start again? I wanna put my hands on her hands, feel the heat from her skin. Get reckless in the starlight. She's moving to the beat of my heart. We were so lost.
for love tonight. Sometimes we can't see it. We're all blinded by the light. And we all get lost, all get lost, searching for the peace of mind. Just when I'm giving up, looking for some kind of sun, that's when I found it.
Listening to The Biggie Show on radio.dominican.edu. For those of you just tuning in, we just finished talking about the VMAs, One Direction, Frank Ocean's new, his Thinking About Your performance, as well as Chris Brown and Rihanna hugging each other, what it means, everyone's assuming that it means they're getting back together, No one really knows for sure. But if they are, just hopefully it doesn't, next time they're together out somewhere, it doesn't end up on the news that he hit her, but no one's gonna really know. All I can say is good luck to you. But now we're gonna be talking about some new songs. One of them is, I don't know if you guys know of it, it's called Thinking About You, but instead of Frank Ocean, it's Justin Bieber featuring Jaden Smith, which is really different. But, I mean, Justin Bieber delivers a line where he talks about Selena Gomez and picking her up in a car. Here, enjoy a little bit and let me know what you think.
JB.
Jaden Smith.
Let's go.
A tornado flew around my room before you came. Excuse the mess I made. It usually doesn't rain in Southern California, much like Arizona. My eyes don't shed tears, but girl, they fall. Got me thinking about you.
Excerpt from Justin Bieber's song Thinking About You featuring Jaden Smith. Jaden Smith raps in it, which means this isn't the first song they've done together. The next song is Who Booty You by John Hart featuring IMSU. To me, it's a club banger because, hey, I dance to the song when friends are playing it in the car. My last song that I found that I didn't know about was Hey Mama, but the original version, the Freshman Adjustment version that Kanye recorded back in 2005, which is longer than his album version, which is pretty nice actually. I like the original version, but that's about it. That's the rest of my topics today. You are listening to The Biggie Show on radio.dominican.edu. Here's a quick recap of everything that happened on my show. We first started talking about my first show, which featured Jabrizi, aka Kokomo Joe, Double A, P-Ob. We talked about my previous Babe of the Week, who was Kate Upton. But this week's Babe of the Week was Maria Menounos, because hey, I'm not gonna lie, she's pretty cute. Then we talked about Lil Wayne's new mixtape, Big Sean's new mixtape, Kanye West's new album with good music called Cruel Summer. Features a lot of his good music artists. We then went on to talk about upcoming movies, Resident Evil, Retribution, Dread, Thor, as well as Magic Mike 2, which I don't know if I'm going to see. We followed by Shakira's sex tape, the VMAs, as well as what you guys are listening to now, new songs. But hey, if you guys want anything else, just call me on my next show, and if I know something about it, I'll talk about it. But hey, you are listening to The Biggie Show on radio.dominican.edu. The number is 415-482-3587. Thank you, and I will see you guys all next week.